Wow, I can't believe it's month three. And it's been a wild ride for some of us. Well, it's probably been a wild ride for all of you because I've noticed that there's been steady participation in the groups and all. And there's also been a lot of amazing sharing on our Windwalker page. And I mean amazing sharing because people are revealing the heart of themselves. And I'm getting to know you. It's almost like I feel like I'm at a weekend workshop with you, those of you who have deigned to share. And I know some of you, it's really not in your comfort zone. It's not in your comfort zone to share, but those of you who have shared, I've gotten to learn something really intimate about each of you. And the other ones of you who haven't shared, please let us know if there's like a technical issue that you're not sharing. This was kind of an afterthought that Bridget had, and it's probably my most favorite part of so far of this group is listening to everybody's shares. And I know that everybody else has kind of felt that way too, who's listened. And if you haven't listened to the other people in the group, then you really are missing out. Really, really missing out. Most people, it takes a lot for people to come on and share and reveal to us their innermost fears and desires. Because these aren't like light shares that I'm seeing. These are people like that. Some people on there are like, I am so stoked you're in this group. I mean, I feel that way about all of you, but some of them are like, wow. And you're adding wind work too. You know, because one thing I would really, really key for me, and especially any of those on the call who want to teach wind work, because, you know, this is an apprenticeship and you all have the potential to move on towards teaching the wind work. However, one of the key parts of being a wind work facilitator is going to be the ability to participate and hold the group. And so I want to give a special shout out to Bridget, to Carrie, to Terry, because they were holding space for this group to. Before they were called assistants, they showed up. And Erica does that as well, where you take the responsibility to respond to people, to go on Facebook Lives, to share if you're like a little bit further along in the wind work process, to share that. But there's a lot of programs, and we could teach you how to teach, and you could go out and do the wind work. But the question becomes for me is, how are we holding ourselves in community? How are we holding this network of other wind workers together so that people continue to show up and people continue to do their work and that communities grow and thrive? Because otherwise, our work can be a self-serving practice when we're just in it. We get our healing so that we can be of service to others. I remember once sitting in a meeting, and this woman up front said, "I'm going to help you do this work so you can be of service to others." And at the time, I thought to myself, I don't want to be that. I want to get this one fixed so I can be okay. And that was the reason I got there. But by the time that I left there. The next thing I knew, I was leading a group of food disorder, eating disorder group for 2 years, taking them through some of these practices that I've incorporated in with the wind work because not because that I went to AA and tomorrow's my 33 years of not drinking, but because I worked this inventory process with people who were having, serial one night stands, who weren't addicts, who were those who were dysfunctional, who are now vice presidents of companies, and they weren't addicted. They were regular people who wanted a better relationship with their partners and their lives. And Bridget and I go regularly to this Diksha practices. And one of the things, they have a class on money and prosperity. And what they have you look at is where you're out of relationship in your life to other people, to other things, where you've harmed people, where you haven't said you are sorry, and all of that. So if you're struggling with this refill process, then there's even more work for you to do. There's even more work to become willing to be willing to have grace intercede in your life so that you can be the spiritual leaders that I know everybody who signed up, I read all your applications, want to be, whether it's for a couple of people, animals, or whatever. These are processes that are integral to this work. And I did it this way this time, but if you've ever taken the Windwork Basics, which we're going to make a requirement for the next go around in this program, we did a life map. And so if you've done the life map and the inventory process, you know, you're golden. And that's all I'll say about that for now. One of the things that we're trying really hard to give you the tools you need, and I try to break out some of the journeys into journeys, and I guess I never did the WinZip, so we'll start with the WinZip today so we can actually get that separate out. We have it, it's on, I think it's in class one, but we're going to redo it today so I can get a clean recording of it. We're going to kind of review month one and month two, but more, I've just at the end of the slides today, so those of you who download the slides later, I've left some of the glossary terms so that you can go back at the end of your PDFs, and especially month two, the PDF had a lot of the basic Windwork tools in there. And so, you know, you want to start to use them and start to practice them. We're going to do housekeeping from Bridget, and then we're going to talk about the monthly wind exchange. And that's how do you send one wind home and how do you invite another wind in? Then I'm going to give a short overview of the wind knot practice. Now, as I said, it's a short overview and it'll get you started, but I did a whole day on a wind knot class, and I forget what month, but we're going to do another wind knot class as a standalone, just like the Winds of Abundance and Prosperity coming up on April 17th. There'll be a wind knot class sometime this summer. Most of you have been sloshing around in your pain all month, and I know it from, you know, the small groups, from the comments, from people wanting to quit the program. I know all about how hard the inventory process is. And trust me, I've been getting my ass kicked. I got a new one this morning. So it doesn't matter if you wrote a single word or not. We engaged an inventory process, and you just might not be paying attention to the fact that you're getting a kick in the butt about how you treat other people, what your character traits look like, and how you refill things over and over again in your life. So even if you didn't put your pen to your paper, I can almost guarantee you, unless you're sleeping, that everybody was doing an inventory process last month, because that's where we took the group. And when you're teaching, where the group goes, that's where the group's going, especially with the wind work. When you invite the wind in, they have their way with you. We were going to have small group sessions, but I decided I'd rather spend more time with, I left that in there just in case we needed it, but I wanted to spend more time actually doing some of the getting ready to let go of for the wind exchange and calling in the wind and teaching you wind knots. And since I only have 2 hours with you, I figured you have four. There's three groups you can go to in advanced students. There's an extra group. there's a lot of group time and there's not a lot of Renee time. So this is the Renee time, and so if we need to do that, we will, but otherwise 2 hours just doesn't get me to where I need to go. I might review that for next year too. So the prayer flag ceremony. I finished my prayer flags last night, or the other night. Not last night. That would have been pushing it. I had to do the slides. And I have to tell you, I don't really resonate with these flags so well, but I've decided because I don't resonate them with them, maybe they're bringing in something else that I need that I don't even know at this point. So I decided to hang them. But we're going to talk about what you're going to do with that March wind today too. But part of the reason that I'm not resonating with my prayer flags is because somebody said, "Oh, could you show us how you do blah 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 blah?" And I would have never done blah 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 on my prayer flags. I'm more simple art, so some of these colorful glittery things just aren't me. And so then when I got down to the very end, I must have hit into my childlike self this month because it went back to basics. This one over here with the solo rider is Fang Po Po riding on her tiger. This one's Ekito. And so I want to hang them at my new house. And there was people moving and coming and going yesterday, so I didn't want to do that until the movers left yesterday. And so I will probably do a more private ceremony a little bit later. And I do have my internet and stuff over there, so I may film it if I can figure out in the garden how to film it so that you can see how I'm going to hang my flags and where they're hanging, because I think where they're hanging is important because it's a way for you to stay connected to this group, this energy. And since they were the demo prayer flags, they'll hang for all of us as well, my personal and our community. So sorry if they look a little sketchy there on the drawings, but they're very naturally placed, I will say that. So this week we have my book editor, developmental editor. There were several book editors on this, but she helped me develop the book, and she's really mastered the art of ebooks. And ebooks is a real way to go because right now my book wasn't selling enough. So I'm on the low priority after the paper shortage. And Hay House put my book onto print on demand. And so I'm at a point where I have to decide what to do, whether or not I go for the contract of getting out of the contract with them and reprinting it as a second printing and doing it without a publisher, or if I just, in my inventory, kiss up and be a lot nicer because I haven't been. And that came up this morning, and that came up because this is how inventory works. Yesterday, the book agent said to me, "Well, the other thing you can do is to really send nice emails to Patty every month, and like that she'll kowtow, that you'll win her heart and she'll print your book again." And so they did give me my audio rights back. They've been really, it's been a difficult relationship because I thought I was invited into the Hay House family, but there's the inner Hay House family and then the rest of the people who, if you don't sell 5 or 10,000 books right off the bat, you're not in the inner circle. So anyone who's dreaming about having a Hay House book, know the truth about publishing because it led to one of my biggest resentments. I thought I was going to be a Hay House author and, all the rest was going to be, gravy, but that's not how it rolled out. And so I have some cleanup work to do around that, I've realized. And so I'm going to, I put out a, I actually wrote an email this morning and said, "Hey, do you have time to talk?" And the time to talk is about, "Hey, I'm really sorry that I was so frustrated and I took it out on you." That's how inventory works. You find the harm you created, you repair the damage you've done, if you can repair the damage you've done. With my father, I had to write him a letter at his gravestone because he was the villain and I was the victim, not. I took everything that he did. I took every cent he gave me. I did. And I had to realize that. And I cried at his gravestone and I missed him. So Stephanie Gunning is this week. She's brilliant. She can see a book before anyone else. Like, she could see my book. She can see my next book. I just have to sit down and write it. She's brilliant. And a lot of times when she comes on these calls, she'll offer you a 20-minute insight session. Now, if you don't have the wherewithal and you're not writing a book, I probably wouldn't, you know, too much waste your time. But if you are writing a book and you're sincere about thinking about how you're going to publish the book, then I would say, by all means, go for it. Okay? The Prosperity Workshop is on the 17th. And I'm really looking forward to that. And we're inviting you all to that as well. Well, hopefully everyone strolled in. I have a thing about time. I gotta get my inventory all over the place today. My father used to be 17 cars late every single time he came to pick us up. That was every couple of months, whether he needed to see us or not. And I would count cars. And I guess since we're in inventory, I get to talk about this before we bring in the wind zip up, because a few more stragglers have been coming in, that I get to change that past because I have shamanism. I have the wind. I can actually go back to that point where there was the little girl counting cars at the window. And what the visualization that happened in that particular situation, because that's a drive-by. Him being late was his own problem. It had nothing to do with me. But as a little girl, I thought, as a little girl, I took it very personal that he was always late. And, you know, so what I did with that in my life was that anyone who would become late over the years had to pay vehemently for my father always being late. I'm sure you all have that one trigger thing that triggers you that has no realistic. Like, I had an employee, I used to wait for him at the front door of the restaurant every day because he was always 5 minutes late, and I would ruin every single day of his work life until finally he told me to go fuck off and he quit. But because he was late 5 minutes every day, and I would be insane. I would be pacing. And that was my own insanity around that. Hopefully I've improved about the being late a little bit. I don't pace any longer. But I do still tend to have a judgment, so I guess I'm going to work on that. And I think we're all here. I think we will move into our wind zip. So I'm going to stop the recording for a minute so that I can record this separately.